another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Oh, hi. Thank you. I did go to the movies on the weekend with my husband, Jerry. We're both kind of movie buffs, but we're not always like the same movies. Sometimes we do, sometimes not. And as fate would have it, this past weekend, there were two movies playing at precisely the same time. And Jerry went to one called Wolfman or Werewolf. I think it's actually Wolfman. And I went to the one called Sing Sing, which is not a musical, despite the way it sounds. I'll talk about Sing Sing first because I really liked it. I've liked many of the movies that we've been to see in order to speak about them. And this one, I thought, I'm not a big fan of prison movies as a rule, but I thought this one's been getting incredibly good reviews, especially from Rotten Tomatoes. The scores out of 100, there's two scores, and each of those scores is way up there in the 90s, which is almost not quite unheard of, but it's very unusual. So I said, well, okay, I will go see that movie and see what I think. And meanwhile, I sent Jerry off to see the Wolfman movie. So the movie that I saw was excellent. I'm not sure how much longer it will be there, hopefully for at least another week or two. I know sometimes the movies at Maison de Cinema don't stay very long. And if you don't catch them quickly, then they're gone or they're only available in French. I would say if you just enjoy fine acting and interesting story, this is a wonderful movie to see. It stars Colman Domingo, who is an American actor who has a background in theater, and he's done some excellent movies, including one called it was about Bayard Rustin, and he got very excellent reviews for that one as well. He is a very good actor. And this movie does not go over the top, and there are not riots and things. The kind of typical prison movie action doesn't happen. It centers on several men, and it could be, frankly, it's open to, I believe, all of the inmates of Sing Sing Prison, which is up on the Hudson in New York State. They can be part of a program called Rehabilitation Through the Arts. And I think this program is an actual program. It's been going on for a number of years. And the men write a play. They produce the play. They direct the play. They're totally, totally responsible for putting on a play, and it could be totally original play. It could be one of the classics. They've done Shakespeare, and there are many of them. I shouldn't say all. I don't know about all of them, but many of them are just totally devoted to this program. And it really apparently does things that are very much geared towards rehabilitation without being sort of cloying. So you don't have that going on in the movie. You don't have inmates who see the light, and you don't have inmates who start riots. It's a very kind of a quiet prison movie filmed at Sing Sing. So if you're interested in what the terrain around Sing Sing looks like, it looks like the Hudson River. There's only one or two scenes that I can think of that I thought maybe this is not so terribly realistic, but not many. And when the principal character, played by Colman Domingo, who is apparently innocent, and he has put together a whole appeal. It's taken him years to put together this appeal, and he's been in prison for years, very involved in this theater program. But it's kind of, well, it's too late for you, because the people who will be responsible to help get you out are gone. They've died. Anyway, I won't go into that because A, it's a kind of a spoiler, and B, it's not the biggest part of the movie. The biggest part of the movie is their relationship among the inmates and what they accomplish. And it really is quite something. When I left the theater, I was in tears, and this rarely happens to me. But I walked out of there, and I said, "Oh, I better go in the washroom and dry my eyes," because I was so moved by the movie, how what happens in the movie, and how it's played. It's just amazing. And most of the performers, most of the actors, but certainly not Coleman Domingo, who is a professional actor. Most of the actors are either currently in prison or have been in prison, and they were doing their thing, and they were doing it so well. Anyway, just not to dwell on this much longer, but I would say if you are looking for a very fine movie, and you'd like to go out to the movies, I would say this is not a big splashy movie, of which there have been many, but it is such a high quality film, and you will not go wrong if you decide to go and see this movie, which is called Sing Sing. The other movie, on the other hand, Jerry went to see, about the werewolf. He quite liked it, and he likes werewolf movies from the way he described it. And he did, in fact, give me kind of a long drawn out accounting of what happens in the movie. It sounds like a movie that I was probably glad that I hadn't gone to see, that I went to see the good movie, and he went to see this one. He said it was not a great movie, but it was okay, and it presented a kind of a new take on the Wolfman werewolf story. In this rendition, the werewolf is in the woods and attacks a man and his son, and the man and his son have a kind of a fraught relationship, but they kind of get through it. 30 years later, the movie reopens again, and there's the kid, who's actually 12 years old at the time when he and his father went off into the woods and encountered the wolfman. But 30 years later, he's back. His father is gone. His father presumably is dead. And now we have the lead, who's outside, whose name I don't know. I don't think he's an actor of great note, but maybe he is, and I just don't know. The young woman who plays opposite him, Julia Garner, plays his wife, and she's always wonderful. I don't know if anybody has heard of Julia Garner before, but she's worth going to see in many things. I'm not so sure about this particular film. In any event, the movie reopens at 30 years later, and the little boy is now grown up. His father is gone, and he decides that it would be a good idea to take his own child, who happens to be a girl, and his wife into the woods. You can see this is not going to go well. So anyway, they go into the woods, and of course, run into the wolfman, who's not exactly a nice wolfman. I would, Jerry said it's good if you like wolfman movies. He said he didn't. It was certainly far from the best wolfman movie ever. And I think we both agreed that really the best Wolfman movie that we'd ever seen in our careers as filmgoers is called An American Werewolf in London, which I would highly recommend. It's on TV periodically, and it's wonderful. This one is kind of okay. The only twist that I can see, and that Jerry mentioned several times, was that this one seems to be focused more on the indigenous stories of men who become wolves and so on. And that was kind of unusual. And the other unusual thing is that ultimately the person who emerges victorious in this is the Julia Garner character, the daughter Basically, it's the daughter-in-law of the original Wolfman. Anyway, go see it if you want. It's not getting exceptional reviews, but it's the kind of movie that some people really enjoy. It's, you know, it has to do with werewolves and Wolfman and the Northwoods and so on. And as I said, the twist seems to be A, the action of the woman involved, and B, the fact that it's they make a kind of a big deal about how this is a indigenous legend. Okay, so that's what's happening. That's what's happening currently at the movie theater. I did take a moment to see what films are coming down the pike, which is something that they tell you, fortunately, on the Maison de Cinema website. And starting on Friday, 24th of January, in English and French, there are at least two movies. One is a Mark Wahlberg movie called Flight Risk. It's an hour and a half, and it's really kind of unusual these days to find a movie which is only an hour and a half. Typically, if they don't run at least 2 hours, they're considered short. So this movie is coming soon, coming Friday, Mark Wahlberg, Flight Risk. The other one, which actually is probably a better film, it's called The Brutalist. And this is not a short movie. This is 3 hours and 35 minutes. And it stars a really excellent actor named Adrian Brody. I don't have, I don't have time at the moment to give you all the details about this, and I wouldn't in any event, but this is a movie that I would say, again, if you like movies, if you like movies for movie's sake, then I would say this is probably one that's very much worth seeing. Also, this Friday is a big, big movie opening day, again, in English and French. There's a film called 5 September, and I don't have very much information about that, but it's been getting some really good reviews, so might want to keep that on your radar for future movie going. Anyway, I think that's about it for now. We had it's not often that we're able to go and see two movies at exactly the same time, and then we can each talk from our own perspective about those movies. Unfortunately, Jerry is not available to talk about his movie, although I think he would like to. So he just gave me kind of a write-up and said, here, you talk about it. I said, oh, okay. Well, I didn't give it the kind of emphasis that he might have. But finally, neither of us thought that he himself thought it was only kind of an okay movie. And I didn't see it, so I don't know. But from what he described, it sounded to me like kind of an okay movie. The other movie, the one that I saw, on the other hand, is exceptional. So if you are looking for a movie to go and see, check out Sing Sing.
Thanks again, yeah. Melanie. Stay warm.
Yeah, I'll try.